Yo, it's the One Bag Steve Show. Or the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. I don't know. I kind of like both. Rhyming accidentally. Alright, today's topic is Applebee's better than Chili's? Is 90s R&B better than today's R&B? R. Kelly or Bobby Brown the king of R&B? And did Whitney mess up Bobby or Bobby mess up Whitney? We can get right into it though. Is Applebee's better than Chili's? In my opinion, I think Applebee's might be a little bit better than Chili's. Chili's seem like they be giving the food away, bro. Like when you go to the place and they're giving the food away, the food ain't gonna be that good, bro. Plus, you know, everybody always get chicken tenders anyways. It seems like that's what they give away the most. Wings, boneless wings, and chicken tenders. Which is the same thing. But Applebee's, I always get the same thing. That's and it's Mac too. It's the Parmesan shrimp steak pie. Plus, it seems like the people in Chili got a little attitude. Like, and they gotta do stuff to keep their business afloat. Like, some Chili's got karaoke night and all that right there. Nah, bruh. Can't here to eat. I'm not too sing. Like, I came here for you to entertain me with the food. I'm not here to sing for your amusement. I'm here to eat food. But hold up. Sometimes Chili do smack. Chili's, like, when you go in there, it depends on the area. If you're in the hood, oh, it's over with. Just walk out the Chili slowly. But Applebee's, I don't know. I don't think I've been to one. A bad one. Maybe one. Because I think it was feeling some type of way. I kept coming and getting it to go. And then I be in there. I drink my little drink. Or take me a shot. Have a funny conversation. And then when it's time for me to go, they don't be like, "Mike, where you going? Why are you leaving so soon?" Right. I came to get this to go. It wasn't ready. I done been here for 3 minutes. Gotta get up out of here. Try this. Try that. Like, went somewhere for my birthday one time. Sitting in there. But he like, "Sorry y'all had to wait for y'all food. Y'all was getting it to go. We didn't even know y'all was got called in for the to-go area order. But look, what this one I'm going to do for you. Whatever you want to drink is on me." I said, "Look, man, just feed me something light. Something quick. I ain't trying to be too wasted. I got some drink at the house. I got something for you." Boom. Buddy hooked me up with the Reds. And then he hit it with a shot of Fireball. But that was fire. That's what I think about when I'm going to Applebee's. I get me old Reds Apple Ale. With that steak and shrimp Parmesan good. With the rice. And the steamed broccoli. So, V, Chili's. Seem like it's still fast food when I be in here. Quick, it just be quick. And then the meal combos, like it's kids' meals, but just a larger portion. Like when they upgraded the Lunchable to the big kids. But I ain't, a big ups to Chili. I ain't gonna say they ain't good, but Applebee's hit a little bit harder. I know it ain't really no question, but I'm going to have to ask the question anyways. Is it 90s R&B or is it today's R&B? Me, myself, in my opinion, you're going to hear me say that a lot because in my opinion, that's the only thing that matter on this podcast. Unless you're going to call in and let me know how you feel, like download the app and let me know exactly how you feel about it. Then it's the only thing that matter on this podcast, player. Anyways. 90s R&B, smack, way harder than any R&B I done heard. Y'all even let that, "Hello, get your goofy, hello." Then, "You can have on the weekend." Come on, man. Y'all just sound like some boots. Y'all just somebody rocker knocking y'all boots. And y'all just giving up the box, the snappy dugout. You feel me? But back in the day, you know, tell me a meeting in my bedroom. Come on now.
What? I don't even think that. That wasn't even 90s, was it?
Oh. But Jodeci, Mary J,
R. Kelly, even though it hurts to say, Robin accidentally.
Shout out to Chris Smooth. I ain't even gonna flex that. He usually say that, but shout out to Chris Smooth. But
Teddy Riley.
You feel me?
SWV.
You know what I'm saying? Now I'm stuck with Jacquees. Chris Brown pretty good. Rihanna's pretty good. You know, Beyonce's good. But think of Keith Sweat.
Luther.
Come on now.
Johnny Gill.
Oh, now Gerald LaVert.
Then when they all came together as one, bruh.
The name slips my mind right now. LSRRSL.
You know what their name was.
What? 90s? Y'all serious?
TLC?
And I creep. Come on, man. Come on, man. That was a lowdown song, but still, it was a fire song. Casey and JoJo. Who else, man? Don't even get me. Today's R&B, man. Now, her, she can sing. SZA, she can sing. Teyana Taylor, that girl can sing. But nah, 90s R&B always gonna slap way harder. Get at me. In your own opinion, who you think was the king of R&B? And if you say Jacquees, uppercut all type of, you know, hit you with all type of Raul, Ken, jabs and uppercuts, you feel me? Like uppercut you to the chin, brother. Left chin, right chin. Ooh, ooh. Double piece, you feel me? Double breasted vest piece, yo. You feel me? No, Millie Rock on your. But no, seriously. Is it R. Kelly? Is R. Kelly the real king of R&B?
Trapped in the closet.
That song right there did it for me. No, you're not it. You're not the guy. Bobby Brown.
It's my prerogative.
I can snort coke if I want to.
My prerogative. Nope.
Oh, baby. No. Bobby Womack. Contrary to y'all belief, Bobby Womack is the real king of R&B. Fight me about it. Call me out about, tag me in this. But Bobby Womack, show me a bad Bobby Womack song and I'll show you a lot. Bobby Womack ain't never made a bad song. The woman's gotta have it. What else? If you think you lonely now, Wait until tonight. Girl, you feel me? Left my heart in San Francisco. See, I'm dropping bars right here. Go check out them songs. Bobby Womack left his heart in San Francisco. He knew a woman's got to have it. And you already know, man. Think you're lonely now.
Legend.
He the king of R&B to me. You wondering why I ain't said nothing about Michael playing with his little rat in his room. I still ain't seen that documentary. When I watched that documentary, I want to record the documentary and put it on my podcast, like just the sound, so y'all can hear every crumb of it. He convinced his whole family changing those. Anyways, Bobby Womack, real king of R&B. You don't believe it? Listen to every Bobby Womack album. Oh God, do it. Do it. Do it like on Starsky and Hutch. Do it. Just to stay right on topic, did Whitney Houston ruin Bobby Brown's career? Or did Bobby Brown ruin Whitney's career? To be honest with you, them folks collided like two planets. Two stars and busted into a whole nother theme and got famous off something totally different than music, which we called at the time reality. And now it done took in the world by storm. We want to watch exactly what we already doing. Reality. Like, y'all was wrong, man. Wrong. Y'all was wrong. Y'all was wrong. Then y'all gonna try to sue Pusha T for having Whitney Houston's bathroom on his cover. Y'all was wrong. Y'all videotaped their demise. Y'all watched them both fall to the wayside and laughed at it and watched the show over and over and over and over again. It's awful. Y'all made jokes about it. Talked about it. Made it seem like it was all good. Nah, y'all. It's not all good. Whitney and Bobby both needed help. Then for the way that y'all let Whitney go was meaning that y'all wasn't even reaching out to give her no help. Y'all were just giving jokes and giving passing judgment. And nobody trying to hear that when they already depressed and the drugs making them more depressed. Seriously? We the ones that let them down and messed them up. The fans. Then it's like, they just stopped making music. Like, two of the most successful music makers in the world just stopped making music. Crazy, right? But I don't think either one of them is. And if you watch either one of their stories, it'll be the one, this one talking about that one, because all of it's just, it's too much for one of them just to bear the blame. Two successful young black people. Ruined. Gone. Down the drain. Bobby still trying to hold on. The king of R&B. My prerogative. Oh no. I think what messed them up was drugs. It wasn't them. Drugs messed them up. Whoever introduced them to drugs, that's who messed them up. Can't watch them biopics and just go off of that. That's it. Not no Bobby, not no Whitney. Both of them was messed up. Thank God. Listeners, thank y'all for the feedback. Thank y'all for the input. And of course, you know, thank y'all for just being a part. Do Applebee's hit better than Chili's? 90s R&B, today R&B. Who the real king of R&B? And did Whitney mess up Bobby or Bobby messed up Whitney? That was our topic today. Now, next episode, we're going to talk about the. I don't get How the Housewives is a show. And while record labels is doing what they're doing, do Tom Brady retire this year? And City Girls making money, but it's still no JT. Thank you guys for listening. Talk to y'all next time.